care, and aftercare. Remember that time does not heal all things. Time only passes. Therefore, consider these helpful reminders. 1. Meet personally with a trusted family member, friend, or counselor who understands how you are feeling and is willing to listen as you sort out your emotions through words. Ask your friend to gently hold you accountable to your self-care plans through phone calls and prompts. 2. Be good to yourself. Be kind in your thoughts about yourself. Make a list of your positive attributes and celebrate you. Try to take a short walk each day. Exercise. Eat at consistent mealtimes each day. Take your vitamins and medications if prescribed. This is not the time to try and make it on your own. It's okay to take a nap. If you are employed, use your break time to find a place to just rest for a few minutes quietly. Allow friends to help you with house cleaning, ironing, meals, shopping, and doing errands. Don't be afraid to say no to activities or relationships that may hinder your healing. You do not have to be busy to be better. You must be rested and enjoy the simplicity of solitude. 3. The time may soon come when you may feel compelled to clean out that loved one's closet or room. Don't be afraid to ask for someone to assist you. Take your time. Don't rush. Express your emotion and verbalize what you're feeling and thinking as you sort through your loved one's things. Everyone grieves differently and heals in different ways. 4. Consider journaling, if you have not already done so, to record your feelings and your journey. Just a few words or sentences will help you each day. Writing a letter to the person you have lost also helps. Visiting the cemetery may assist you in your grieving process. Enjoy remembering this special life. 5. Be mindful not to rush into a busy, activity-driven schedule. Busyness is simply a cover-up, and fatigue is an enemy to healing and can lead to physical or emotional difficulties. 6. Finally, if you're part of a family unit that is grieving the loss of a child, sibling, parent, spouse, etc., it is a good time to observe and discuss with them how everyone is doing. Withdrawal and isolation must be monitored to ensure a healthy outcome. Remember most of all, A, no one grieves the same. B, no certain way or set pattern of grieving is the best way to grieve. C, respect the individuality of each person. D, there is no right or wrong way to grieve. The process of grief will be different in each person. Seeking help and counsel will bring healing. When grief produces a threat of danger to an individual's life, then immediate steps need to be taken to provide professional help for that person. Sincerely, Carlo Grizzetta. Carlo@thepresencenetwork.org. Consider visiting www.griefshare.org. Under Find a Group tab, enter zip code city to discover free online or in-person support groups in your area. The Presence Network or www.the-presence-network.org or 9137-684-283.